Hiya, folks. It's Lay Rooster here, coming to you from the Hen House. Thanks for tuning in to check out one of my podcasts. Wanted to give you just a little information about these. A lot of these podcasts are coming from my YouTube videos and some of my Twitch streams where we've done them live with audio and video, of course. But a lot of the videos, particularly the ones that I'm bringing here to you with podcasts, are really well suited for the podcast and the audio spectrum because they're mainly a lot of talking and description and discussion and explanation. There are occasionally some times where I'm pointing out maybe something in a graphic or an infographic, but I usually try to explain those verbally as well. But if you're interested, please help out and check out the YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube as where I am Lay Rooster. Just one word, Lay, L-E-R-O-O-S-T-E-R, Lay Rooster on YouTube. Subscribes there, help me out a ton. And you can also catch out the live streams where we're playing the games and talking about some of this stuff on Twitch TV. That's twitch.tv/Lay, L-E underscore Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-E-R. Don't forget the underscore there or else you won't be able to find me on Twitch. Anyway, I look forward for you finding me there. And there are options below with links to support me and to find me on YouTube, Discord, and Twitch. As well as I appreciate your subscriptions and support of this podcast and all of my content creation. So thanks a lot and cock-a-doodle-doo. Chickadees, I'm Lay Rooster and you're in the Hen House. How you doing? Today we've got a surprise blog announcement giving us information about the deadliest duo in the galaxy. That's right, the Sisters Incompetent for Marvel Strike Force have been reworked and now we may find some use for them. Let's see what happens in this blog. All right, let's dig in. But first, go ahead and make sure you give us subscribe on this channel in YouTube as well as like this video and help us along. We're really pushing for new subscribers and want to build the channel. Make sure you hit the notifications bell so you know the next time we post some important news that's coming soon or the next informational video. Let's dig into it. All right. The deadliest duo in the galaxy. Just posted just a little bit ago. Greetings, commanders. Two of the galaxy's most infamous stepsisters are undergoing an epic transformation in preparation for the Infinity Watch joining the battle. Their upgrades will help elevate the Infinity Watch as the new top dog in battle, and today we're showcasing the new ways in which they'll be inflicting pain upon their enemies. Diving in, let's look at Gamora. Along with her new empowered state, Gamora is also getting massive boosts to her stats across the board, so it's safe to say that her job on Infinity Watch is damage. With all of her combined updates, you'll feel as if Gamora is capable of taking out an enemy on each of her turns. Meet the Empowered Living Weapon. Let's see. Empowered. So these are the empowered abilities for Gamora. We'll talk later where it shows exactly how she's empowered on that Infinity Watch team, because she's going to have new abilities even if she's on like the Guardians team as well. So her basic is Brutal Strikes. Attack primary target for 290% damage, plus apply 2 bleed, not 1, 2. Bonus attack 2 times for 240% damage. That seems like a pretty decent basic. That's powerful. Special Bring to Ruin. Clear death proof from all enemies. If any enemy had death proof, apply plus 1 death proof up to a max of 3 to all Infinity Watch allies. So she's going to be giving that. Remember also that Adam Warlock's ability that we covered in the previous blog video is going to apply that safeguard ability that'll stick statuses like death proof and make them unable to be removed. Also attack all enemies for 400% damage and apply heal block for 2 turns. And it cannot miss. Woof. Ultimate is Requiem. Gain offense up for 2 turns. Attack primary target for 600% damage. On kill, fill speed bar by 100%. The attack cannot be dodged or blocked. Double woof. All right. Passive, Deadliest Woman. I think that's great since she is known as the deadliest woman in the galaxy, but for a long time, she has not been that, in the game at least. If health is full at the start of a match, revive once with 20% of this character's max health, plus 20% for each Infinity Watch ally. That means four more allies from Infinity Watch. She'll be reviving at 100% health. On turn, flip defense up on any enemy that has defense up. All right. When this character's health drops below 30%, apply taunt to the highest health ally and gain two regeneration for self. She's going to kick it over to whoever can take the hit best, and then she's going to start herself regenerating. That's really, gosh. I mean, I wish a lot of my characters had that. Gain 15% piercing for each Infinity Watch ally. She'll have four. All right. So that's 60%. Gain 10% crit chance. Here we go. Guardian and Infinity Watch allies gain plus 10% crit chance. So that'll apply over if she's used again on the Guardian's team. With the boost that we see later, maybe she will be. Apply 5% crit chance to additional allies. So any allies. Gain 10,000% resistance against defense down. Okay. Now her base ability and stat updates. Her health's going up 100%, damage 40%, her armor 600%, and her focus and resistance up 20%. All right, she's going to be beefy on the health side in particular, and armor as well. Her old Assassin Strike used to attack primary target for 250% damage plus chance for bonus, but now attacks primary target for 290% damage and a bonus attack two times for 240. So those are going up. The damage is just scaling with her as it creeps up the ladder. Her special Ruthless Blade. Old one would attack for 270 damage and chain to 1 to 2, filling her speed bar on a kill, and counter check would break it. But now it's going to attack primary targets for 330% damage, chain to 2 adjacent targets for 250% damage. So all of these are going up. On kill, it'll still fill her speed bar by 100%. Counter attack will still break the chain, but if Adam Warlock is an ally, this attack can chain to stealth targets and cannot be countered. So it can hit those stealth targets. That's going to be a little reminiscent of Scream's special ability to hit those stealth targets. That could be very nice. Or Corvus Glaive, perhaps. Ultimus, Flying Slash. The old one gained defense up for two turns, attack primary target for 420% damage, and on kill, filling that speed bar by 100%. The new one, gaining offense up for two turns, attack primary target for 450% damage, and on kill, fill speed bar by 100%. So a bit there. Passive, though. The deadly methods. The old one gained 10% crit chance, applied plus 10% crit chance to Guardian allies, and 5% more crit to additional allies. The new one, look, there's a lot of text here. On spawn, gain plus one charge for each non-Infinity Watch ally. They talked about how you got to really understand her spawn mechanics to understand how this works. So we're going to talk about it. So if she has non-Infinity Watch allies, she's going to gain a charge for each person. So if she had four Guardians versus Infinity Watch, she'd have four charges. All right. If health is full at the start of a match, revive once with 20% of this character's max health, plus 20% for each Infinity Watch ally. So when she starts health, she will revive at 20% if she's on the Guardians, but if she's on a full Infinity Watch team, she'll revive at 100%. On this character's or any Infinity Watch ally's turn, lose one charge. On any ally Adam Warlock's turn, lose two charges instead. Why do we want to lose charges? Because that's how she's going to become empowered. Okay. On turn, if not charged, become empowered. So when she's paired with Adam Warlock, he's going to quickly accelerate her becoming empowered. Plus any other characters that are on the Infinity Watch on her team are going, every time they have a turn, she's going to quickly lose any charges that she had. On empowered, fill the speed bar by 50%, clear all negative effects from self, heal for 50% of this character's max health. And we just saw she got a boost to health. If negative effects are removed, heal self for 10% per negative effect removed. So she's got a chance to take in some hits and then get some big heals as she goes into an empowered state. When this character's health drops below 30%, apply taunt to the highest health ally and gain 2 regeneration for self. So she'll be healing. And again, it throws that taunt over. Gain 10% crit chance. Guardian and Infinity Watch allies also gain the crit chance. Apply 5% crit chance to additional allies and gain that 10,000% resistance against defense down. She's going to whack them and take some hits and come back. This is going to be difficult. There's that cool picture showing that really cool sword. Looks like she stole it from Final Fantasy, and I do like that. Let's see here. Now, Nebula. Who thought we'd be talking about Nebula? Nebula is receiving a slew of improvements herself, causing mayhem in battle. Nebula brings a ton of extra damage through assists and passing out counters with her special ability Challenging Foe. Her assist chance hits 100% with a full Infinity Watch team. On the defensive side, Nebula also brings sustain to her team by granting evade on her ultimate ability Mayhem. Speaking of Mayhem, her ultimate now also applies Heal Block with at least 3 Infinity Watch allies. This attack chains to up to 10 adjacent targets. There's only 10 spots on the board, maximum, with multiple man duping everywhere. Clearing out an army of minions, clones, and dupes has never been so satisfying. All right, let's see here. She'll be replacing Mercenary Soldier on Nexus 4-6. So powering her up. Base stat upgrades plus 20 to her health, damage, armor, focus, and resistance. So just power creeping her up. Basic old Relentless Pursuit was attack primary target for 280% and gain speed up for one turn. Now she will attack primary target for 320% plus 10% of target's max health and gain speed up. And special Challenging Foe. Old attack primary target for 200% damage and gain 2 counter. Now the new attack primary target for 310% damage and gain 2 counter. Apply 2 counter to all Infinity Watch allies. The whole team, if you have them. All right, 2 counters. Yeah, that could be very useful. Ultimate Mayhem, old attack primary target for 320, 60% chance to chain up to 2 adjacent targets for 250 damage, gain some evade, counterattack breaks. The new one is much longer. Attack primary target for 350% damage plus apply heal block, chain to 2 adjacent targets for 270 damage. It didn't say 60% chance to chain. It's now chained to 2 adjacent targets for 270 damage and apply heal block. If this character has 3 or more Infinity Watch allies, chain to 10 adjacent targets. That's a lot of targets. Gain 2 evade, apply evade to all Infinity Watch allies. Counterattack will break the chain. If the character has 3 or more Infinity Watch allies, this attack cannot be counterattacked. She is going to zip through all those multiple man dupes and any other kind of things like that. Attacks always crit if the target is summoned or cloned. Woof. All right. Passive, exploit weakness. Old, 15% chance to assist when an ally attacks. 15% chance to revive on death with 10% of max health. The new one, on spawn, gain speed up. If health is full at the start of a match, revive once with 10% of this character's max health, plus 15% for each Infinity Watch ally. That's another 60% for a full team. On revive, she'll gain death proof. On turn, apply assist now, plus speed up to 1 random Gamora ally. Not just any Gamora ally, 1 random Gamora ally. Gain plus 20% assist chance, plus 20% per Infinity Watch ally. So that's going to give her 100% assist chance through her passive if she's on the full Infinity Watch team. And she's got all those abilities to bounce around and things like that. So that's pretty cool. Be on the lookout for more announcements regarding the Infinity Watch team in the near future. And until next time, Commanders. Okay, so what is this going to mean for us? Well, it sounds like, you know, Gamora is definitely going to be pretty badass, which is pretty cool. And Nebula is actually going to be useful. And again, Nebula has not had any use before. If we look here, you can see I put them up. Like, my Nebula is at level 38. I haven't even bothered to spend the gold to unlock her additional stars. And Gamora has been stuck at 60 for a long time since I stopped using her on the Guardians and couldn't even fit her in on my Brawler team. So it looks like I'll be spending some gold on that as we put together the Infinity Watch team. What will you be doing? Anyway, we're getting a surprising amount of information about this Infinity Watch team, about the Adam Warlock release method for that new Mythic Legendary, as well as this team and who knows what. You know, we weren't expecting this blog post, so I wanted to get this information out to you guys right away. And I'm just wondering what it's going to look like and how soon we're going to get more information. Or what Friday's blog is going to tell us and everything. I want you to stay tuned. Stay tuned to this station so that we can check in on the news as it comes out. And I'm curious about what your thoughts are. Put your thoughts down in the comments about what do you think about this Infinity Watch, Adam Warlock. Thinking about Adam Warlock, Nebula, and Gamora, are they already seeming pretty darn cool? How's the creep going with the power creep? All right, what's what are they going to take out? And, you know, how are you feeling about this? Are you one of those people who's got 7 red stars on Gamora or Nebula and now you're getting stoked? I don't know. With the way they're raising Nebula from the basement of despair into being something like a killing machine, it's pretty interesting. I'm just wondering, you know, I've got a Ravager Bruiser 7 red star that I've never invested in. Is he going to become the empowered Taserface when they start reworking things and they make a new team like that for the Ravagers? I don't know, but it's got me wondering, and I'm certainly, I don't say, don't go out there and start sinking credits and resources into loser teams and characters, definitely. But I'm wondering what they're doing to recycle some of the dross from the bottom of the barrel here. We're seeing this. I'm excited as we see just what's coming out and wondering what kind of impact that's going to have. We've just seen that with Heroes for Hire. We've seen that with the Shadowlands, kind of taking old characters, Skeletary, et cetera, taking people and morphing them into teams that are supposed to be more useful, where we had written them off and it stopped spending our resources, which of course they want us to spend. So anyway, if you like this video, please give us a thumbs up, hit that notification bell so that you will know when I post the next video. Also, put a comment below letting me know what you liked and what other information you'd like to hear about and your thoughts about the game and this whole Infinity Watch saga. Make sure you come and follow some of the links. Catch me on Twitch where I stream Pacific time most evenings, weekdays, Pacific time after work. And then throughout the day on the weekends, streaming Marvel Strike Force, some Star Trek Fleet Command, and the occasional variety game. Catch me on Twitter and my socials, etc. And go down below in the description where you'll find a link to the Twitch, but also to my Discord community that we're building to have like-minded, helpful gamers join together and kind of share some thoughts, some shenanigans, and kind of help each other grow and move along. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you. And if you come over to Twitch while I'm live from YouTube, please let me know you're coming over so I can give you a special welcome. And you take care. Cock-a-doodle-doo.